It is a Victory Monday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and no Fritz.
What the hell?
I know. The hell's his deal?
Oh, I got a baby.
Like he did.
Yeah, come on, man. You didn't do anything. Anyway, Eagles finished the season 14-3. Ike, your thoughts?
Victory!
Eagles fly on the road to victory. Really?
All right, listen. Enough of that, Buzz. I mean, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Did Ike Reese just cut off the...
Yeah, I'm just saying. I understand they won the game yesterday. They got to 14-3. But that was a preseason game yesterday. Nice job by all the backups. Great job getting the win. But if the Eagles were going to rest their starters, I'm resting this week for my victory. This is in my protest to Saquon not playing yesterday.
I was going to say,
yes,
it was a weak victory, but that was by design.
That was by design, yeah. I thought I could muster it up, Spike. I couldn't. You know, I've had that problem in the past. I figured I need to say that before you said it.
Yeah, I was going to say, if that problem lasts for longer than 4 hours, please see a doctor. So, in any case,
yes,
Eagles beat the New York Giants yesterday, a Giants team who definitely got the memo that they weren't supposed to win the game, unlike the memo they got the last week. You know, as they're going for it on fourth down on their own 35-yard line early in the game, they definitely wanted to lose that game. But Eagles finished 14-3, second time in franchise history that they finished with 14 wins. Two seasons ago, they did it as well. You know, it's a great regular season. I think there are a lot of people that will say they expected this. I did not expect this. I did not expect 14 wins. I did not expect the best defense in the NFL. I did not expect 2,000 yards from Saquon Barkley, any of that stuff. Now, unfortunately, they wind up, Ike, with maybe the most unlucky playoff draw of all time in that they win 14 games, and they're going to face – you know, probably the best seven seed in NFL history in the Green Bay Packers, who have a good offense, a good defense, only won 11 games, but are in a very difficult division. Hard to say what our record would be in that division or if we switch spots. So the Eagles have their work cut out for them on Sunday, and I open up our playoff week as nervous rather than excited, which I know is sort of my mantra, but I thought I wanted the Packers over Washington, but now after seeing the line and thinking about the game, and we already beat them, I wind up nervous.
Well, here's the thing. I speak for the whole Delaware Valley in saying that we're happy that you're nervous. Yes. Much rather have you nervous than overconfident and predicting some type of blowout win. I actually like the draw. I really do. When we were talking last week about the potential matchups between Washington or Green Bay and who would you rather face, I thought Green Bay would be the better matchup. I just think when I look at how the teams stack up against each other, I look at the strength of our defense and how well we play, I just don't see enough on that Packers side of the football that poses legitimate threats. They got a great running back in Josh Jacobs, but we play the run very well. Our secondary is very good. And quite frankly, Jordan Love, I would be more concerned with Jaden Daniels than I would be Jordan Love.
Really?
I think Jaden Daniels has a little bit of a glow on him right now. He won another game at the buzzer yesterday down in Dallas. And when you have that on you, like there is a sense of confidence that you instill in all your teammates that no matter what, we can win a game. And they beat us the last time we played them, although, listen, we dominated them for three quarters. But it's that belief in that kid that helped them come back in that game and eventually win the game. I don't want to have anything to do with that. I'd rather see Tampa knock those guys off. But Green Bay, I think, is a team that sort of – you don't know what you're going to get. Sometimes they look like they could be the best team in the NFC.
When you watch them, they look like a mess sometimes, and other times they do. They look like they could be the best
team
in the
NFC. So you
know
that potential is there.
Yep.
But getting those guys at home with our raucous crowd – going up against Jordan Love. I like our chances better there than I do facing a team for the third time and a team you just played, what, 3 weeks ago?
Yep.
When we played Washington? Yeah, I'd rather play Green Bay.
215-592-9494. Are you more nervous or confident going into the Green Bay game? I was also looked at the line on the Green Bay game opened up at 3.5. Now, Christian Watson's done. He's not going to play again this season. Tore his ACL. The line opened up at 3.5, moved to 4.5. I checked in on what the line would be if they played Washington. 7.5, the Eagles would be favored over Washington. Yeah. Yeah, so a significant difference from what Vegas thinks of Green Bay and Washington and I think what we perceived it, because
over a touchdown favorite.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Would have been 7.5 against Washington.
Wow.
Which is as surprising. It's funny. When I saw 3.5, I wasn't surprised. That seemed about right to me. 3.5 or 4.
Yep.
7.5 just tells me that there is a significant difference between those two teams, you know, in terms of their overall performance through the year. And Jordan Love is an interesting one, right? Because at the beginning of the year, he was like Cowboy. He was like Favre. He was slinging it all over the place, turning the ball over a lot. He hasn't turned the ball over very much in the last 7 or 8 weeks, and it seems like he's tightened up a bit.
Like he did last year.
Like he did
he
last
was great
year.
Coming down the stretch.
And you know, and I know this is more nervous talk, when I don't want to play a team the second time when I beat them the first time. Like, there's just something about that revenge factor and the fact that, are we really going to beat Green Bay twice in 1 year? And I think the Eagles are rightly favorites, and I think people are right to be, you know, they should win this game. But I go into this more nervous than I am confident against Green Bay.
Yeah, I got to keep from being overconfident this week.
Really?
Yeah.
And is it going to build as the week goes?
No, nah, because I'm going to do a great job of really – you know, every once in a while, you got to sprinkle a little doubt in there just so you're not too confident. Right. But I feel good about this game. I'm just telling you, I feel good about this game. I feel good about this Eagles team. Only thing that I'm uncertain of is what Jalen is going to look like having 3 weeks of no activity. So does he come out and get off to a slow start?
Now, that wouldn't be that different than
what it was all year long. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yes, yes. I totally understand that. Yes. I don't know if we can do that against this team.
No.
Against Green Bay.
Yeah. I mean, the starts are now that, you know, we said it all year. We said it with the passing game. We said it with the slow starts. We said everything. We said when the playoffs come, these are the things that we're going to worry about. And yeah. I think going into this first game against Green Bay, they're the same exact things, right? They're because we only saw some success in the passing game with Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
But then it was just you know, Kenny Pickett and Tanner McKee. So we haven't seen Jalen since that point.
Yep.
And I think there is a difference. I like that they got rest yesterday, but there's a difference between being off for a week and being off for 3 weeks.
Yeah, he's
weeks.
Been off for 3 weeks. And the thing with him being off is that he's not even practicing.
Right.
So it's literally he hasn't done anything football related in 3 weeks. And so now he has to get ready over the next 3 to 4 days to be up to speed. With the timing of the offense, with the timing with his receivers, you know, when you sustain a concussion and he's been out for a couple of weeks, we don't know the severity of it, right? And what that does to you as a quarterback when you go back out there. You know, are you gun shy? You know, are you worried about being hit? Like, things of that nature. I don't know how he's going to react to this. He hasn't had this much time off and then come back. He hasn't had this to deal with this. Even when in the Super Bowl year, he missed, 2 weeks? And he came back and played in the last game of the season, and he wasn't even 100% healthy. But they needed that win against the Giants so they could have the bye week.
Right.
And he came back and played.
Yeah, it will be tough, and he can't even get cleared, I don't think, until Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And and as much as the press has pushed Sirianni on updates on that, he can't really give any updates.
Right.
But Hurts has to go through a practice, and they won't practice until Wednesday. So he hasn't been cleared for it yet. Now, we did hear, I think, on the national broadcast, I think Elliott mentioned it as well, he was around for the walkthrough on Friday or Saturday.
Okay.
So now he didn't participate fully in the walkthrough, but he was there and he was present. And he was, so that's a positive, you know, that he's not sitting in a dark room somewhere waiting for the headaches to go away. All right, 215-592-9494, you more confident or excited about the matchup with the Packers? And we will say, we did mention, no Jack Fritz here. Jack will be out. Mm-hmm. Jack is the father of Sutton Baker Fritz.
9 months ago,
son.
Jack and Jill went up the hill and came down and added a member to the squad.
Jody Mack with the shout out. Shout out to mom.
Yeah, shout out to Jill Fritz, Jill Fritz, the real hero in this situation.
Yes, who delivered her second baby boy.
Yeah.
Was it last Thursday?
Something like that.
Thursday?
Right,
I think it was January 2nd.
He said they left the house, I think, at 3 a.m., and she gave birth like 30 minutes later. She was in labor for 20 minutes or something. So I that sounds like a positive. And Sutton Baker sounds like a baseball name. It sounds like a baseball name from the 1920s. I feel like you'd see a tobacco card with Sutton Baker on it, right?
I'm going with Baker Fritz.
Baker?
Yeah, I'm just going with Baker.
Just calling him Baker?
Yeah, Baker Fritz, man. It's like Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, it's a cool name.
I'm going with Baker. Sutton. Got to work on him with that one, man. Yeah.
How do you shorten Sut?
Yeah, Sut.
You call him Sut?
You call him Sut.
Ton?
No, not Ton. Sut. That's why you got to go with Baker.
Yeah. So you won't be getting any Jack, but really, what did he add to the show anyway? His name's third. 215-592-9494. By the way, we're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. The Brandon Graham Show will happen at 6, which you can hear on the radio, also see in person here at Chickies. And then the Players Lounge with Ike, Hugh Douglas, and Elliot Shore Parks. Players Lounge guest this week, Tanner McKee.
How about that?
Yes.
Oh, Tanner.
There he is.
Tanner McKee tonight.
All 6'6 with him.
Oh, man.
That rocket arm.
Cold drink of water. That kid is. That kid, man.
All right. 215-592-9494.
Promise not to start any quarterback controversies.
Well, give us a week. We got a week. Jalen hasn't been cleared yet. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
What the hell? Y'all been off too long. What y'all coming back with this song? It's a playoff week. Y'all coming back, so I told him, let me cut it off.
I wasn't doing no victory today. You want me to do victory after a preseason game? Seriously.
Hey, we won 14 franchise records. Hey, we talking about setting records. That's a team record we just set yesterday as a team. All right? Another 14-win record as, you know, one of the greatest coaches in the NFL. So, you know, I'm going to celebrate that. A team accomplishment, all right?
Okay. Welcome back.
I hope y'all enjoyed the time off. But hey, this is a playoff week. Listen, don't worry about Michael Jordan. Listen, y'all can have y'all little. We got a whole week. Don't worry about it. You know, Green Bay versus the Commanders. You know, I don't. It don't really matter to me. I honestly think Jaden Daniels is a better quarterback than Jordan Love. I just don't see the Jordan Love out there. Like, I just don't see it. I know early in the year, Spike was hyping him up. That was his MVP and all that.
It wasn't my MVP. Joe Burrow was my MVP, but that's okay.
Oh, I thought it was him. But
No.
Maybe Jack. I think maybe Jack had Jordan Love as his MVP. I knew somebody on the show did. He really don't fear me. Like, you know, I really don't fear Jordan Love. You know, the only thing with the Packers is if we can contain Josh Jacobs. I think the last couple weeks of the season, our run defense got a little bit shaky, especially with that game versus the Commanders. You know, Jaden Daniels was running all over with us. As long as we can contain the quarterback, because Jordan Love really don't got those kind of legs.
Nah.
You know? But I'm not worried at all. We rested up. Saquon, hey, we about to break this playoff record. All right? Get ready. A.J. Brown.
4:30 Sunday. 4:30 Sunday.
Slim Reaper. You know, and I it's only Monday. I ain't going to get too hyped yet. I ain't going to give it to y'all yet. But all I'm going to know is, hey, the return, baby. The return is on the safe. Get ready. The return.
Well, I'll say this, Corey. It's all real now. Like we're through the regular season, and we're done with the hypotheticals and all of that. It is for real Sunday, and the march to New Orleans starts Sunday with Green Bay. We need need our best football being played Sunday.
And I know hindsight, you know, it's 2020, as they always say, but that Commanders loss actually kind of helped us, if you think about it, because if we would have won that game, we would have played the starters yesterday, and we wouldn't have got no bye week and we would have played for nothing.
Yeah, we would have got that record, though. We would have got that rushing record.
Yeah, we got a record. We got a team record. All right, we shift and focus now.
I don't care about that team record.
The past. We don't look back. I gotta.
Well, I'm just saying that they would have played yesterday. We would have got the record.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But you know, we got new goals, new day, new goals.
I feel you.
We looking for number two, baby. Number two. And don't, I don't want to hear no calls today about no Tanner McKee lighting up, you know, Bloomsburg defense and all that. I don't want to hear about that. I don't care, you know.
You trying to say that wasn't an NFL defense yesterday?
Everybody told me all last 2 weeks the Cowboys and the Giants are terrible. So don't hype them up now because don't want to talk about the quarterback.
I don't know. He's throwing to Jahan Dotson and Anaya Smith.
Boy, Dotson had his best game as an Eagle, didn't he?
And he was being covered by me and Jack. All right? So, you know, they was being covered by me and Jack. So, we'll throw Tanner McKee out there versus, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers or, you know, somebody, the Vikings defense. And when he get his teeth kicked in, I want that same praise. All right? So,
all right.
All right, Corey. See,
Corey's not worried at all. I think Jordan Love had a good season. Threw for 3,500 yards, 25 mm-hmm. touchdowns. Was hurt.
He missed a couple of games.
I think
early.
He missed a couple of games. He came back a little early, which I think probably hurt him overall. Missing games that early and coming back early, but he had a good season as a good quarterback. Jaden Daniels has been really good this year, but it is his rookie year, and we have seen this out of players. But you have CJ Stroud, you know, goes out and has a great rookie year. And then I would still rather face a quarterback who has not played in the playoffs than a quarterback who has played in the playoffs. So if we're just talking about which quarterback I would rather face, I would rather face Jaden Daniels than Jordan Love. Jordan Love's been there. Jordan Love's a vet now. You know, he's been in the league for 5 years, been in the league as long as Jalen has. So
same draft.
So I'd still. Jaden Daniels has been good this year. I'd still rather face Jaden Daniels than Jordan Love. 215-592-9494. More nervous or confident going into Sunday? Ziggy in the Lehigh Valley. Ziggy, you're on WIP.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so Saquon got robbed. Straight up. I mean, come on. You're talking about a 40-year. I mean, over half of your listeners weren't even born yet. But, you know, it is what it is. Okay, so now.
No, we're not over it, Ziggy. I'm with you.
Hold on.
I know.
Ziggy, do you think if Saquon, you know, Christian Watson's out for the rest of the year, Jordan Love injured his elbow, Zay Flowers is out, I think, for the rest of the year. Like, if we had gotten the news that a lot of teams did yesterday who ended up playing those guys. Now, those teams had something to play for, but just shows you how easily those things could happen. I'm bummed that Saquon didn't get the record.
How many players didn't get injured yesterday to play?
Well, a lot. But,
well,
but
probably more that didn't get injured than got injured.
That's for sure. Yeah. But I think it just shows, like, all I needed to see was the Flowers thing, and then I saw the Watson thing, and I'm like, I was bummed leading up to the game. So I didn't want them to play him last week. Mm-hmm. Then leading up to the game, I was disappointed that they weren't playing him. Mm-hmm. You're showing him on the sideline. Yeah. I was like, aw. But then the more I thought about it, the injuries come in yesterday. I'm glad they didn't play him. I'm glad everyone got the week of rest in.
Right. Point well taken. And in the end, I felt the same way when I saw those injuries, and I said to myself, well, it's a shame, but next year we know we're not going to sit this boy in the fourth quarter if we're up two scores. We're just going to let him run because it's going to be the same thing next year. He's going to be real close to 2,000 again because I really don't see
No, he's not. You ain't getting this year again, man. There's just no way.
Can I be hopeful?
You can be hopeful.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's a pipe dream. I know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm not afraid of anyone. I saw the Lions last night, and guess what? In a pristine setting in their offense, in a pristine, you know, pass defense and everything, they look great. But as soon as chaos ensues, they can't handle it the way that Jalen can improvise. I mean, it just looks too clean to me. Like, they haven't faced a defense like ours. And anyone else, same with, I don't care, the Buffalo Bills, the Chiefs, not afraid.
Well, we can't
of
see them until we get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So.
I'm not afraid of anyone, is what I'm saying. It doesn't matter who they are. We have the most complete team this year, and I believe that Nick has the mental aspect of the team well in hand. So that's the most important thing from the neck up. Physically, we're in good shape because, you know, we rested everyone. So
at least that's what we're hoping.
Yeah, turned you around on that. All right, Ziggy.
Yeah, but it's a big disappointment, the Saquon thing. I mean, I kept a scrapbook. I was in high school when OJ broke it. So, you know, it's just one of those things you don't never forget.
Well, somewhere, thank you for the call, Ziggy. Somewhere, Eric Dickerson is celebrating.
Oh, yeah.
Very happy,
and
Eric
Dickerson. And then yesterday, he wanted to do more podcasts and get out there.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, because now he wants to. I didn't mind if he broke the record or this and that. And the other. Shut up, dude. You were hating, and you were happy that the Eagles didn't play Saquon yesterday.
Well, now we won't hear about Eric Dickerson
for
however.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm glad you enjoyed your moment in the sun, Eric. Nobody even heard of you. No, just kidding. So Ziggy said, watching last night, he was not impressed with the Detroit Lions. I was pretty impressed with Lions. Because I thought Minnesota had a real chance to win that game. Now, Sam Darnold, not the greatest performance out of Sam Darnold.
Nope.
Missed guys, but they were all over him. They pressured him quite a bit.
Defense was impressive last night. That was the thing that was impressive.
He was. And Darnold has a similar issue to Hurts in that Darnold can hold the ball a little too long.
Yeah.
Now, he doesn't have the escapability that Jalen has for sure, but you saw what happened yesterday when you hold the ball. They were in Darnold's face all over the place yesterday. And the thing about Detroit is, and this is what, and I know we have to get past Green Bay and then another team twice. Thing about Detroit is, you can't have a slow start because they're eventually going to score points. I don't care how good our defense is. Detroit's scoring 21.
They put pressure
points.
On you, man. Yep. They put pressure.
They
on
really
you.
Do.
They put pressure on you to have to score because they. Are always looking to score. Dan Campbell goes for it on fourth down.
Every time.
He does that all the time. So, you know, that's the pressure Detroit puts on you.
Yep.
You saw Minnesota last night going for it on fourth down, down in the red zone when they could have easily kicked field goals because in their mind, they're like, we got to score touchdowns.
Yep, and I agreed with it. When I watched them doing it, I'm like, well, you have to do it. And I give credit to Dan Campbell because he doesn't – I don't care how much that guy doesn't get it on fourth down. He's going to
do it.
He is committed to it. He's going to keep doing it. Yep. And he has an offense that's good enough to where most times where you see it's fourth and three, you're like, they're going to get it somehow.
Yep.
All right, 215-592-9494. Are you more confident or nervous going into the Green Bay game? The Eagles are 14-3, and this is playoff week. We're at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly. You can watch all the playoff action at Chickie's and Pete's, the official sports bar of the Eagles. Find out the one closest to you at chickiesandpetes.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.